Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me, I have the whole crew. I've got Lauren, Steve, Chris, and Sharpie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Howdy, Lisa.
Howdy, Sharpie.
All right. So strange being in the same room.
I know.
We are face to face.
I can't make faces now.
And you can't go work on emails or anything else like that either.
I need to put my sunglasses on.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
Like
so,
I'm in a poker tournament.
We are in Epcot down at the Walt Disney World Resort, and we're at the American Pavilion in the Chase Lounge. And we just decided that this would be a good opportunity to get together, record some wonderful thoughts. We are at the International Food and Wine
20th anniversary.
20th anniversary food and wine. So we've been. We've had 2 days, roughly. Well, today didn't really count, but we've had some time over here in Epcot, and we're going to tell you about what we've had and what we think.
And we have friends with us.
We do. All right,
just
so.
Just a few.
Yes, we have Terry
we
and
stragglers.
Mitch and Billy and Marla, and we have Franklin and Art and Mandy.
Hi,
welcome, guys.
Hi. Bienvenidos.
Very nice.
And yes, I'm still coughing. All right, so today we started with the Chew, which is a little booth in Future World, the front part of the park, and that's...
It's the wine booth.
Well, there's a wine booth there, there's a wine booth too.
Yes. If they had a cupcake booth, you'd be set.
Yeah, that's what, there's one coming next year.
They do take, you know, comments and suggestions.
It's going to be right next to the wine booth.
That would really put the icing on the cake.
Oh, God.
Here we go.
Okay. Wait, it's too early.
Yeah, stop being so crummy.
Oh, and here she goes.
I'll try.
Okay.
It's not going to be a piece of cake, though.
I'm going to hurt you.
And here comes more sugar. All right, so the Chew. What did we have over there? We had...
We went to Chew Lab, and then they have Sustainable Chew. So the Chew Lab...
So they have a couple of places.
Yeah, we had the New York Strip.
That was... Good.
For breakfast. It was pretty good for breakfast.
It was, okay.
It was a late breakfast.
I thought the steak was good. I didn't care for the white fluffy cream sauce that was underneath it. And they had, I was kind of thrown back by this.
It was
they had
a parsnip, like a puree of parsnips.
Was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I didn't care for it. And then they had a foam, I don't know if it was a puree, but a foam arugula. And that was kind of neat.
Hmm.
Yeah. I thought foam, like, blended arugula? What the? I didn't get that. But the steak was good, and it was good with the arugula puree foam thing.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have too much after that. Oh, I did have something at another booth.
Did you have the dessert?
I did not. You did.
I
don't believe you shared.
I did not.
It wasn't. What did you think of that?
The liquid chocolate? Nitrogen, chocolate, almond, truffle with warm whiskey, caramel.
Oh, how was that? What that was?
Good.
You didn't share with anyone.
You didn't
no,
share.
I went in my own little corner. And...
So
has anyone seen
and
Steve?
I had that.
I think he's off eating another dessert by himself.
It was like $4.50.
He's getting like Chris. Chris has stabbed me with a fork trying to stop me from eating her dessert.
Do you know what it was? It was almost like, and Franklin and I had it, and it was almost like a. Like they had taken a bunch of ganache. Like the guy told us 400 degrees Fahrenheit, it freezes instantaneously, and then they crack it a little bit, and then they put the caramel sauce on it. It was okay. It was good. I mean, it was a big piece, so if you get it, get like half it with someone. Because like Franklin and I were like, we can't finish this, because we wanted to pace ourselves.
But then I heard Franklin say something about
that we
finishing
ate the
whole thing.
We did finish it, though. I mean, we kept saying, no, we can't finish this, because we want to eat everywhere else.
Right.
But we ended up...
Finishing
and finishing.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was okay.
Good though.
So, did we get anything else at that booth? I think they had salmon.
I had the salmon. The salmon was okay, although they say it's poached salmon, but poached something is when you actually put the item directly in water. They actually did a sous vide salmon, which is when you seal the salmon in a plastic bag and then put that in water at a particular temperature. So they actually are completely marketing it wrong for anyone who actually knows how to cook and knows, you know, the cooking technology. So it was okay. I preferred the steak, but I believe Chris preferred the salmon.
I preferred the salmon, and I had heard the term sous vide, and I did not ever bother looking it up. So thank you, because I asked him, I'm like, oh, what does that mean? Because, you know, poached is pretty obvious, just throw in some water. But, yeah, no, it was a totally different technique. And it was very good. It was really moist. And it was tasty. And it had like a corn relish, which he didn't care for.
Yeah, well, I just wanted vegetables, so.
Yes.
It looked delicious. It was very, it was plated well, but
yeah.
I'm not a corn person.
Okay. Not to say you're not corny.
Wine. Well, no.
Okay.
I had the apple ice wine. It was delicious.
Was it good?
It was fantastic. Sweet. You could taste the apple in it, but you could also taste the grape. So it was delicious.
So was it similar to like an apple cider, maybe a spiced apple cider, or was it?
No, a very, very clean apple taste.
Like crisp?
Crisp, chilled, fantastic.
Like a port?
No, it was sweet like a port, but it wasn't like near syrupy at all. Yeah, it was a very, very, very smooth drink, and the alcohol was very subtle. Oftentimes don't like wine because of the very complex flavors.
Okay, so that was the Chew Lab. And then we went to the didn't we go to Sustainable Chew?
I don't know if anybody got anything there.
Sustainable Chew was right there.
But we looked, but we passed it up.
Yeah.
It did have a vanilla panna cotta that sounded good. I would have enjoyed that.
Yeah.
And actually, the ravioli sounded good. It was.
I debated the ravioli.
It was ricotta and zucchini ravioli.
Yeah. Mandy and I both debated that one. We stood there for a few minutes.
Do you know what?
My appetite for cheese.
It's kind of like the Italy booth. The Italy booth looks like everything came from like Lean Cuisine or something. Like I'm not going to mess with anything vaguely Italian here. I don't think they can do it right.
It could be. Well, if you don't try it.
It was good last year. I had it last year.
They had like a manicotti last year or something.
Yeah, that was good last year.
It was good. So then we headed over to the cheese studio.
Fondue. Yes.
Did you guys like the fondue?
Yeah.
It was good.
Okay, my thoughts on the fondue was that it was tasty. The bread was a little dry, but the cheese was very liquidy. It was not quite what you think of as gooey
fondue. It wasn't
fondue,
as thick, yeah.
But I thought it was still tasty. It wasn't my idea of fondue, but it was good.
It wasn't fondue at all. It was a bechamel sauce with cheese in it. It was not fondue. And I thought it was bad.
And I thought it was tasty, but
considering you could get a cheese plate there that was fantastic, I would, if you're only going to do one thing there, get the cheese plate, unless you hate, like,
well, what was
cheese
on the cheese plate?
Goat there was cheese. A blue cheese, a goat cheese, which is really good, and like almost like a Parmesan of some, like a harder
stinky cheese.
No, it wasn't stinky. It was just a hard cheese with honey.
Mm-hmm.
And then they gave you like a little cranberry bread thing, but it was very small.
Because I mean, the thing is with fondue, it's hard to keep it stable.
Right,
over
that's
time.
The problem. So they fake it.
Right.
Don't waste your money on that.
No, it was still
like
yummy.
It's almost more like a cheese soup at that point.
It was like a cheese soup, and that's what I thought, too. And I also thought that's kind of like what I do when I make cheesy scallop potatoes. You know, if you threw some potatoes in there and baked it, it would have been fine. But it wasn't
good.
Not
for fondue. I don't think it really qualifies as fondue.
No.
But it was still good, in my opinion. It had good flavor.
She,
it was a little runny, though.
Wasn't fondue of it.
Oh, if I could hit my head on the table without disturbing the recording. Okay, Steve, thoughts?
Cheese fondue was okay. But I think you're better off with cheese soup in Canada if they don't run out. They had run out and we had to run back.
Oh, we're getting a two thumbs up from Mitch.
You like the cheese fondue or cheese soup?
Cheese soup is the way to go,
I think.
Yeah. All right, and then we were here on Friday and we went through some different areas of Epcot. We started over in Mexico and I kind of broke the rules right off the bat. I got nachos. I got nachos with cheese and beef, and that's about as far as my adventure went.
What was your favorite thing from Friday?
Shrimp taco. I think that's my favorite thing of all at Food and Wine, although...
Where's that?
It's a shrimp taco. In Mexico. It was really good. It's got like a pickled onion on it and a little sauce.
They used to have the beef taco there.
It was a
ribeye taco.
They had a ribeye taco last year. I think this is better. Which is saying a lot, because did they really? Because I didn't have the shrimp taco.
Every year for the past, like, five.
Because I really liked that, what is it called, the ribeye. Last year, that was the only thing I would get there. And then they didn't have it this year, and I thought, well, I'll just get the shrimp. I'm glad I did.
We'd like to thank you for coming out to the Chase Lounge during Food and Wine. It is happy, happy. hour, so on behalf of Chase, you can take this card over to the bar by 2 p.m. and redeem it for a complimentary alcoholic beverage.
Woo! Chase.
We're getting free alcohol.
It's a happy hour.
Here you go.
Pick one, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
I promise I'm over 21. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Am I missing anybody?
Can we get a non-alcoholic with this?
Thank you.
No, well, we have the free soda all the time. True. Anyway.
All right. Well, I can share with someone that's really nice to me.
I don't need anything at all.
Actually, because I'm driving. So here you go.
Oh, I didn't.
Oh, look at you.
For those that can't see, I have three free drinks in my hands. Oh, make it four.
She now has a bottle.
I'm going to share one with Mandy.
Thank you, Lauren.
And Terry, because she likes to drink.
I don't want to encourage the youngin to be drinking all this.
She's the worst offender of the bunch.
So I know.
Drink the wine. It's not,
I've been able to drink for 2 years.
I know,
not
but
like
I don't want to
just turn 21.
Wow.
That's their way of getting you out of the room.
All right, so we should.
Tangents.
All right.
All right. So where were we? We were on the shrimp taco.
We should actually move over to the Korean, because we tried everything at the Korean booth pretty much. Had the Korean barbecue lettuce wrap and the vegan Korean barbecue, which is actually kind of interesting. It tasted just like the real thing, I thought.
Hmm. Was it like a tofu?
Yeah, you didn't have any of that? Yeah, it was good. Terry had it, so.
You like the tofu?
It was good. She was giving it out, so it must not have been that good, but. Now, I think
I wanted to share.
I thought the ribs there were just kind of okay.
Is that the short rib that I had?
Yeah.
It is. It was okay.
How was the lettuce wrap? You had the lettuce wrap.
Lettuce wrap was good.
I didn't eat there.
I might do the lettuce wrap today.
And then, is that
I was still
we did
working
the
on the happy peach.
The happy peach drink?
The happy peach I don't ever
China.
Need one again. Yeah, happy peach in China was good. Who had that?
Me.
Yeah, it was good.
That was good.
We all had that. There were a lot of happy peaches going around.
I had the happy peach and the
I just added that to my to-do list.
What about, we skipped over France, which we did on Friday. Did anyone get food there?
Just alcohol.
You guys did
the
it was like
passion.
A cranberry.
What was it?
Or pomegranate?
I got the
La Passion Martini Flush.
Oh, how was that?
It was good. I would say the steak in Canada was better.
Yeah.
But it was good. It had, you know, the sauce with some little mashed potatoes underneath that really souped the sauce. The sauce was a little starting to separate. You could see the oil start to break away from the sauce. But that's just from sitting out for a while.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah. But that's my experience. It wasn't bad. I would go get it again. But I wouldn't make my way specifically to go get there like I would the filet of Canada.
You know what? I have to add a caveat because I... Or a change, maybe. A couple weeks ago, I went to Food and Wine with the kids and Mandy. And I had the filet in Canada, and it was terrible. But then I just had it with you, and it was really good.
It was good the other day.
I had it since I got here Thursday night. So I had it Friday, Saturday, and today. Friday, it was brown, like completely cooked inside, but it was still tender and juicy.
Yeah.
But today it was cooked as it should be, a little bit red in the center, lots of juice. So they have, I guess, stepped up their game in making sure that they're not, you know, wasting that cut of meat.
Yeah, because it was really tender. It was good. Where else did we go? You had pierogies in Poland, of course.
They were good. They're my favorite.
They're like the size of your pinky.
But they made them really small this year. Last year, they were like the pot sticker size.
Yeah.
And there were, there was a lot of them. And now this year, it was like two little ones.
They were
like
hidden,
the size of a 50-cent piece.
Yeah.
They were tiny.
They're hidden under the sour cream.
Yeah, a little bit of extra sour cream.
And your tiny
there.
Little bit of kielbasa.
There was more kielbasa than there was the pierogies.
Oh.
Yeah, it was a little disappointing.
Sorry. Okay. Nobody had anything in Germany because, like, last year our jelly donut was so awesome. This year it's gone.
Yeah. The apricot jelly donut was really good last year.
It was really
good.
We
didn't get a beer
flight? Didn't you guys get the, you guys liked the grapefruit beer last year. Did they have that?
Good. They have it all the time here at Epcot now.
Oh, that's right.
Sure.
It's over by the Odyssey.
Yeah.
We did sliders at the American Pavilion.
Oh, God, that was good.
With the peppermint cheese.
Peppermint cheese.
That's really disgusting.
Okay.
Dairy and fresh bread.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, pimento cheese on a burger is so yummy. If you've never had it, get some. It's really good.
Okay.
Do you like pimento cheese? Yes.
I like pimento. I don't like pimento cheese.
No, is normal pimento cheese an actual, like, slice of cheese? Because this was more of a cheese spread, I would
think. Yeah.
You know what? Spread. It depends on how you make it. Okay. Like, you grate your cheese, and then whatever you put in it is going to make it thick or kind of thin.
Right.
I tend to make it in a medium. You put mayo. You can put cream cheese in it.
Right.
And then you just beat the heck out of it.
Okay. I would say this is more of a pimento
kind of like your children?
Spread.
Yes. Excellent. Yeah, it was. It was runnier. I kind of liked it.
I think it worked out well because I don't eat the bun, so I could still have the taste of pimento cheese with it. By, you know, even just throwing away the bun. So I actually did how it was more of a spread.
Now we need to know why you don't like the bun.
I don't eat starch.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I tend to stay away from starch, except potatoes when I'm having a steak, but that's about it. I don't eat, like, buns with my burgers or anything.
I'm not going to pick on you.
It's okay. I can take it.
All right. Anything else on
I'll
food and
on
wine?
That's it.
Any other highlights? What else did we do?
We saw two Remy's.
Yes.
On the Remy Hide and Squeak.
Oh, I saw one.
I saw another one.
Saw one in China.
I think there's eight. There's one in Canada.
And what is the Remy Hide and Seek?
Remy Hide and Squeak, I think.
Hide and Squeak.
Hide and Squeak.
Mm-hmm.
Is the, you can buy a map for, I think, $8?
Yeah, it's like $7.95.
And then you go around, you have to find the ingredients in the ratatouille, and then you get a stamp, and then when you get all the stamps, you can go back and get a limited edition Remy pin.
Oh, I did want to bring up, so for the annual pass holders are doing something new. If you visit Food and Wine three times with the same passport book, which you can get at any food stand, you will actually get a free port glass. So you have to visit the Food and Wine Festival on three different days. And on the third day, you would get a stamp for each day, but then on the third day, you can turn in the last page of the passport for a port glass. Whether they still have them is another question, but in theory, you can go and get a free port glass.
They still have the sign. They still have the signage
out.
They're
still there right now. I saw it the other day.
We have two stamps.
You have two stamps? One more.
Are you coming back?
Yeah, we'll be here all week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so if you're here for 4 days, you come one of each day. And because they just write down the date that you came in for the first two stamps, and then on the third one, you tear out the page, hand it in, they give you a free glass.
They have a lot of merchandise this year, I noticed.
Yeah, one of the ones I couldn't understand was the plate one. I don't know if you saw the small, quick, square plastic plate that had food and wine that had a little wine holder.
Huh.
Which was...
They had that, so this way you can hold your wine and your food.
Oh, I guess that...
If you can walk around.
Oh, see, like, I guess
you
like...
You have hand-free.
Oh, I guess I scarf it down so I didn't...
And you don't have to find a table.
Exactly.
Right there.
Okay.
I like the little plastic fork, knife, and spoon. Thought that was a really good idea. But you're not going to buy it, but if you're, like, really serious, because don't you feel guilty using the same, you, like, go through, like, five or six forks, and then you're like...
I didn't need to do that.
I know. Sometimes I'll take a fork from one to the other, but then I feel like a weirdo walking around with a dirty fork. So...
Something to also keep in mind about the Food and Wine Festival is that the dining plan snack credits are, you can use those on almost all the food items.
Yeah, so. I use mine.
It's a good value.
And also, if you have if you're on the dining plan and you have quick service meals left, you can break that into three snack credits for Food and Wine Festival, but they all have to be used at the same booth.
Okay, so you can get three pierogies.
You could get three of those steaks, and then you'd be totally set.
Yep.
And that's an actual serving.
That would, The steaks would probably be 2 ounces at the single portion at the booth, so you get three of those. That's a 6-ounce steak.
Well, you could get two of those and get a soup, and you've got a little meal.
I just thought of having the soup drizzled over the steak.
I'm hungry.
Have you guys seen many salads?
No. Everybody hates salad.
Not near as many as there were in years past.
Because they don't have the watermelon salad this year, I don't think. Do they make it?
And they don't have the
frushi. That was really good.
Okay. They don't have the frushi either.
That's only for Flower Garden.
The frushi was awesome. They didn't have it last year either, I don't think. I love that. I think
isn't
you
that
and
also
I were the
Flower
only ones
Garden?
Who liked it.
That's also Flower Garden.
Didn't they
the
have
frushi?
It at the
should
have
it now.
Flower Garden this year.
Yeah. Oh, did they?
Yeah, okay. Flower Garden. We'll be back.
Spring.
March, I love Flower Garden.
It kind of runs together. I was a little disappointed at how, you know, they were supposed to have more food booths at Flower Garden, but they really didn't this year.
There were like
they
two
had
or three
less
more
than...
Yeah.
They've always got food booths out. They're everywhere.
I know. They need to keep it up because that is actually one of the things that I like best about Epcot. So, speaking of which, if we don't ride the Mexico ride today, I'm going to be really one sad person.
And what else do you need?
That's it. Oh, and a taco.
A taco.
Taco.
And don't forget Lauren the taco. Needs her
wine.
Her free drinks.
And free drinks.
Oh. Yes, you have 20 minutes to go.
So 20 minutes, we should wrap it up and get our free drink.
Probably a good idea.
All right. We didn't have too many tangents. That was pretty good.
No, because we're excited because it's all food.
We didn't get our
and
quota.
And plus we have a crowd keeping us on task.
I know. They're looking
yes.
at us like...
Like, come on. Yeah. They're yeah.
like, come on, losers.
No.
Billy
like
just
this.
Stole... Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Billy just stole Steve's roll.
There we go.
That's the finger roll.
Yeah, I just looked through the menu. There's literally one salad out of all the booths. It's at the Intermissions Cafe, so it might be what they offer regularly. Asian tuna salad with noodles, and that's at the, in the festival center.
But that's tuna salad. That's not salad.
Yeah, but that's the closest thing they have to a salad.
Huh.
Oh, no, they have a cucumber and tomato salad there.
Okay.
But that's it. Nothing.
It's just a regular salad, though.
Yeah, it's just a regular... Yeah, there's no special salad with fennel and... Arugula, both of which I hate, but besides the point, there's no salad.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap up the show. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. Don't forget that if you want to book a Disney vacation, or any other vacation for that matter, we've got our three wonderful agents, Lauren, Chris, and Sharpie. They'd be happy to help you with any of your vacation planning needs. And if you have comments or questions for us, please send those to us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy our shows, you can download them from two different places. Go to iTunes and get them there, or you can go over to that Mouse Chat page, mousechat.net, and download them there. Thanks so much for listening, and please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.